Good morning. Today's daf is Bamasiyah Daf Nun Zayin. We left off. We got ahead of Yontif. We left off on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Yontif, I hope everyone had a good first days. We left off towards the bottom of Nun Vav Beis. We already spoke out Rav Shaila, and we left off. There's two more related Shailas. Let's go back over Rav Shaila quickly. The Mishnah had said that there's no din of Aina by Karkoyes, by Avadim, by Shtarais, by Hekdish. So Rav had a Shaila, that when we say there's no Aina by Karka, what if one went and took seeds and he replanted them in the ground, but they have not taken root yet? So he took seeds, replanted them to grow further wheat, let's say, and they haven't taken root yet. Is there a din of Aina there or not? The more asked, what's the case? If the guy said he's going to plant X amount and he planted less, so that's Davisha Minyan, Davisha Mishkel, Davisha Bemida, anything which is measured, anything which is weighed, anything which is counted, and you didn't do the right number, that's straight up, that's regular Mekhatayis, that's automatic Mekhatayis, there's no Aina over there. And you don't get involved with the guidelines, with the Gedarim of Aina, because you didn't do the fixed amount that was discussed. You didn't fulfill the tonight. So the case must be, the Mara says, where he agreed to do what the field needs in terms of seeding the field with seeds, and then he didn't do that amount. And therefore, the question is there Aina on the fact that he did? Meaning, do we look at it as seeds? And since the seeds themselves are not karka, and it wasn't the right amount, do we look at it and say it's off by less than a six, or more than a six, and get involved with the din of Aina? Or do we say, since right now it's buried in the karka, it's bottled to the ground, and Aina doesn't apply? That was the first shayla that we had in this. It's going to be a group of three shaylas. That's what we left off with on Erev Yontif. So let's pick it up now from the next shayla. Nishpain, second wide line. Nishpain alayim. Second shayla is, do we swear about these seeds or not? Do we swear that these seeds are not? Command the Shadim Mekadad Amin. Again, do we view it as if it's thrown into like a kli? It's as if it's in a pitcher, and therefore avada, it's not considered karka, and therefore we'd swear about it. It's bottled to the land. Just like you don't swear on karka, you're not going to swear about these. Now, why would there be a shvua deraisa here? Why would there be a shvua deraisa? They're trying to bring different explanations why there'd be a Shavuot Raisa. Rashi, the Ritva, seems to say, most simple explanation that we know of, we're talking about a Shavuot Maidamiktus. The Shaila is, the case is, Rashi's case is more unique, because Rashi talks about a case where it was a machlekes about how much seed someone is owed, and the question is, what Shaila has to do with Karka, Ritva, different tweaks, Rashi's case, but again, it was talking about a case of Shavuos Maida Mixus. Other Shaila learned, we're talking about a case of Shavuos Hashemrim. Shemrim was supposed to watch a field, and then the field got overrun with water, got damaged, it wasn't protected properly, and the question is, does the Shemrim have to swear about the seeds, the Karka itself, Enish Bona Karka, but the seeds, if they consider like karka, if I don't have to swear. If they're not considered like karka, that much you'd have to swear for. That's how others should learn the Gemara Shaila. Either way, the Gemara is moving our Shaila from Ein Enal Lekarkais, our Shaila, whether or not that applies to these seeds, to Ein Nishban Lekarkais, whether it applies to these seeds. And lastly, very appropriate, very time related. Again, this is still yesterday's off, really. And yesterday, of course, yesterday, not today. Today's the second day of the Omer. Yesterday was the first day of the Omer. Yesterday, actually, we also leaned where the Pasuk describes the psukim of Sfiris Omer Sfarat Lechem. It talks about bringing the Minchas of the Omer, the Karban Omer, on the 16th of Nisan, and counting 49 days till the Shtei Lechem, till Shavuos. It says the Gemara, Omer Matir, Omer Matir. The third question on this is the Karban Omer going to be Matir? We know the halacha is, basic halacha is, that anything that grows between Pesach, year number one, to Pesach, year number two, is usher throughout that current year, and has the status of Chadash. What happens is, by Pesach year number two, on the second day of Pesach, they bring a carbon eimer, and the carbon eimer is matir anything that had grown in the past year, anything that had already at least taken root and grown in the past year. And the question is the carbon eimer going to be matir these seeds that were planted but didn't take root yet? Says the Gemara. Hey Chidam, what's your shayla? Idashish, these halachas are very clear. If the seeds took root, Tanina, we have a Mishnah that teaches us that yes, the Eimer is Matirit, the carbon Eimer is Matirit. And Idle Ashrish, if it didn't take root yet, Tanina, we have a Mishnah about that as well, that the carbon Eimer is not Matirit. The Mark explains, it's an An. If Mishnah is Kaidil Eimer, I'm Matirin, Vimlav, Asurin Ashav Eimer Haba. If grains took root before the Eimer is brought, that the carbon Eimer that's brought renders anything that already for sure grew, was harvested, or even took root, becomes now Yashan, and it's Matir. And if it didn't take root yet, then it doesn't get a heter with this carbon eimer, and it'll be usher till the following Pesach. Till Pesach, in our example, till Pesach in year three. So what's the shayla? What's this third shayla? It says, Gemara leitzricha, the shayla is, in the case of Fahus, a chasdinu v'zarinu, kaiden leimer. It's essentially, the Gemara's not even tweaking so much the shayla. The Gemara's really going to reiterate the shayla the way we know it, but we'll explain what changed. Leitzricha, the chasdinu v'zarinu, kaiden leimer. The case is where he planted this grain that was harvested before the Eimer, Vasli Eimer v'chal v'layu, and the carbon Eimer was brought while it was in the ground before it took root. V'le Ashrish Kain Leimer hadn't taken root yet before the Eimer was brought. Says Gemara Tapa Nanzad Malaf Malam Minkat L'mecha Minayu. Could you pluck it back out of the ground and eat it? Meaning, Rashi just elaborates, when we say that grains that are in the ground that didn't take root yet before the Eimer, and then they take root after the 16th, after Eimer, those are have status of Chadash all year, that's because they ultimately took root, and therefore they're us until the next year's Eimer is brought. But in this case, our case is the fellow wants to dig up from the ground and remove those seeds and eat them. And the Shaila was, do we say, once it went into the ground, B'shas, the Eimer is being brought, the Eimer is not Matirit, because it loses the status of regular harvested grains. It loses that status, and therefore, it's Eimer is not Matirit, or the Eimer is still Matirit, because it didn't take root yet. The Eimer is Matirit, says the Gemara, Kamad Shadi, Bekadadami, it's viewed as if it's in a container, and V'sharinu Eimer, and the Eimer is Matirit, it's butted to the ground, and therefore, the Eimer is not Matirit, because it's butted to the ground, and then when it takes, even if it doesn't take root, even if you want to take it out of the ground and eat it now, it didn't get the Heter of Eimer, and therefore, it cannot eat it. That is the Shaila. Teiku, we leave these three shailas unresolved. Two points on this. We'll go backwards. First of all, this din of Eimer is clearly the Daraisa. We just learned yesterday. It's a very basic din Daraisa. And then you find people that consistently say that I'm a makbid on Chadash, I'm a makbid the Isra of Chadash, I'm a makbid on Eimer, which doesn't make any sense. It's a din Taira. It's like a Chumra of Chol Yisrael versus Chol of Akam, where we have psak from Gedalim. I'm not saying that there are many people are makbid chavis anyway. And these days that it's more benimza, not a crazy chumrah. But over there, this clear psak why chol of akam would be mutter, even the Mars and Avodah Zarah seem to say it's a problem because it's there's governance over it, and therefore it's like Eidus for Moshe rights. It's no worse than Eidus because you have government officials that if one goes and deviates from what they say is in the product, if they say it's cow's milk and it's not cow's milk, they can be fined hefty amounts, and therefore it's as if you have it's better than Edom. It's the fear of losing their whole business. The point is there's major heterim on Chalav Yisrael versus Chalav Akam versus Chalav Yisrael. So it's not pshat, again, even over there, it's not pshat that it's not, some people will even say it's not that I don't need Chalav Yisrael. Chol Yisrael, a Chol Vakam. It's not called Chol Vakam. This is like Chol Yisrael because I know it's protected. Fine. But by Chodesh Yashim, we find many, many people, less people, are particular about Chodesh or about eating Dafka Yashim. The question is why. So the answer really goes back to Europe. And there's a few malchim in the Achrenim, how and why they are matter it. But the famous heter is the famous heter of the Ramah, which is a Sveksveika, that we look at any product and we're not sure. Did it grow already prior to the last Pesach? Today's very easy. Right now is the easiest time of the year to keep to not worry about Chadash Yashin because any products that we see are for sure going to be Yashin. Nothing was harvested yesterday. But do we say that it was from this past year even? And even if it's from this past year, maybe it had taken root. Maybe it already took root, like we're seeing in our Gemara. Maybe it already took root before the carbon M was brought, and therefore it's vaitamuta. So it's a double suffix. Maybe it's from the year before, and even if it's from this past year, maybe it at least took root before the M was brought, and therefore it's still mutter. And the famous question on this kavach, on this suffix is, l'chor, it's one big suffix. It's one big suffix. Did it take root before the most recent carbon eimer? That's all. If it's a group before the most recent carbon eimer, it's mutter. If not, you could break down the suffix. Was it totally cut off? And if it wasn't, did it even take root? But it's really one suffix. Did it take root before the most recent eimer? And therefore, that's a big time that they have on the Sveksveika. But again, that's a major heter for the Achrenim. Another heter, the Bach, the Achrenim being is that perhaps not naig in Chutzlaretz, perhaps not naig in Chutzlaretz. The reason why it became such an important kula, we'll call it an important leniency, is because particularly in Europe, in many places, if they were overly machmer on chadash, they wouldn't have wheat products. They weren't very rich in many places, and bread was obviously a staple. They wouldn't have wheat products for much of the winter, all the way till the Pesach. They wouldn't have any wheat products, and they wouldn't be able to survive. So they instituted a conscious, we'll call it leniency, a conscious, they found svaras lahata, to matter why it wouldn't be concerned, to the extent that when certain gedolim wanted to go and be matirat, an asurit, and try to reinstate the isur and the chumra, they had a dream. Had a dream the night before from the gedolim who had been matir, the bach and the rama, those who found svaras lahakal, and he had a dream, and they were told in the dream, don't go and be machmer on this that we make it for a reason, because it's something society needs. I wonder today if times have changed to the extent that there's, you know, Bli Anora not such a shortage. Obviously, Bli Anora is not a shortage. And we also have a much clearer ability to determine the dates of when things were harvested, when they were cut, which year they're from. If perhaps maybe now there's, you know, more reason. That's why you do see on many stores, they say we only sell serve Yashin products, because there is a stronger ability to, if one is makb enough to tend to it. But after hundreds of years of there being leniency, that's the reason why till today there still is, it's not accepted by everyone across the board that we're makb on Yashin, number one. Number two, really more of a side point, we've been discussing whether or not seeds that were put into the ground but didn't take root yet, what's their status? Are they like karka? Are they not like karka? It's not the same exact topic, but it reminds me of the discussion we had in Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, about being Zareya on Shabbos, famous Machlokes, the Rishash and the Chinuch. When one plants on Shabbos, right? So with the Mach of Zareya, of sowing, of planting. So if one goes and puts a seed in the ground on Shabbos, L'chaira, it's if act he's doing today will lead to a derivative a few days later, right? If one puts food in the fire, we know the halacha is if he puts a pot on the fire and it takes a half hour to get the macham and the soy, and it's right before the end of Shabbos, it's 3 minutes before Shabbos ends, he won't be chayv bishul Shabbos because lamaisa the bishul doesn't take place on Shabbos. He wasn't supposed to. He's over in Isser, midrabanan. He's not supposed to put food in the fire on Shabbos, but he wasn't ever cooking because it did not get cooked on Shabbos. He didn't cook on Shabbos. By Zareya, when he plants a seed on Shabbos, right, L'chaira, the seed is certainly not taking root on Shabbos. It takes 3 days to take root. So how does that work? He becomes chayiv 3 days later when it takes root. It comes up retroactively to Shabbos that he's chayiv, or the act alone makes him chayiv right now, whether it takes root or not, meaning the famous Machlokes Rishash and Chinuch is, what if the next day someone goes and plucks out that seed, like our example in our Shaila? If someone goes and plucks out that seed, is he going to be chayiv for Melech Shabbos of Zareya or not? Do we say it's kind of like the food on Shabbos that didn't get cooked and therefore you're not chayiv? Or do you say it doesn't make a difference because your act is enough to be done? And anyway, when it comes to food on Shabbos, you can cook food on Shabbos. It can be finished, complete on Shabbos. Therefore, if it wasn't, you're not chayiv. But over here by Zareya, since anyway, it never completes itself on Shabbos. So once you did your part, your act, even if it doesn't get completed, that's irrelevant. He's still going to be chayiv. That is a fundamental machlokes. Again, that just resembles our discussion over here. Okay, Amar Rav Chassa. We've established in our Mishnah that there's no Eina by these items. There's no regular din of Eina. What about Bitl Mekach? Bitl Mekach, and we've described already a couple of bad ago, that Bitl Mekach is more than a sixth. Eina is a sixth. Eina typically refers to a discrepancy of a sixth. And Bitl Mekach is when it's more than a sixth. So we're saying these items aren't subject to the din of Eina. What about Bitl Mekach, more than a sixth, that should be considered like a Mekach Toys and the Mekach is Batl? Amar Nachman, Hanamar Vachasa, Rava, quarter of Chasa, who said of Ami Esa Shashayla, and Rav Nachman then says, Rav Chasa then later said, Pasher of Ami, Aina Inlam Bitamecha Yeshlam, even though there's no Aina, in the case of Mishnah, there is a din of Bittel Mekach in these cases. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda says, it's going on Hektish. The Gemara is actually going on a statement of Rabbi Yechanan we didn't have yet. We'll have in a second. But we have Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiyah in the statement of Rabbi Yechanan. And what is that? What is that Machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yechanan's statement was going on Hektish. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Karkois. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Rabbi Yechanan's statement is going on Karkois. And what was that? What was that statement Rabbi Yechanan said? They both going on Rabbi Yechanan. Amru, who said, I know, Einlam Bitl Mekeshlam. This same statement that we just said from Ami, Rabbi Yechanan made a similar comment. And in that comment of there's no din I know, but there is din Bitl Mekach, there's a machlokes, where was it going? Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's going on Hektish. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying on Hektish, there is Bitl Mekach, even though there's no I know. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's going on Karka, there is Bitl Mekach, even though there's no I know. And the more elaborates, Manda Magdeshas, namely the way we have it, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Rabbi Yechon was going in Hekdesh, Kolshkei HaKakoyis. If you're saying by Hekdesh is Bita Mekach, certainly by Karka there's Bita Mekach. Manda Magdeshas, Rabbi Yirmiya says, again, according to this version, we're going to switch this shortly, but according to this version, Rabbi Yirmiya is saying that by Karka there's Bita Mekach, Avakeshas Loi, Kiddush Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Hekdesh of Mana, Shechila Shavapruta, Mechul. Hekdesh is worth a mana that was redeemed for a shavar pruta is mechul. This is a real discussion whether you have to make up the difference. We touched on it before already. Whether you make a difference, but the redemption is chal. Hekdesh shavar a mana. Mana is 100 zuz. That was redeemed for a pruta. Pruta is not 1%. A pruta is a tiny portion of a zuz is 1% of 100 zuz. A pruta is a tiny portion of a zuz, and still it works according to Shmuel. So by hekdesh, obviously we don't say bitl mecha. Hekdesh, we don't say it doesn't work. But this, of course, opens up the big machlekes we touched on in the past, but we'll just refer to it again. The big machlekes, Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim, when we say karka inlam aina, which is part of what we listed in the Mishnah, does that mean they don't have a din of aina of a sixth? Or does that mean they don't have aina b'chlal? So we spoke out a couple of hours ago. Rashi holds, and this is where it fits the easiest, the most beautiful, like Rashi. Rashi holds, when we say in and kakaris, it just means that din of a sixth. The din of a sixth doesn't have, but more than a sixth, they have bitul mekach, applies to karka just like it applies to metalton. No difference. We pointed out the difference in Rashi between mekach and metalton is very slight. Up to a sixth in both cases, the mekach is kayim. A sixth itself, more than a sixth, mekach is batal. A sixth itself, where you have the distinction by karka, there's no din of a sixth of aina, of saying there's a sixth, you have to return the aina, whereas by a regular metal to mekach, you have to return the difference. That's all. The mekach is kaim, but you have to return the difference. Or we spoke out a person has a right to maybe go back out of the deal by a regular din of aina by a sixth metal tlin, not by karka. But the point is, by more than a sixth, karka is like metal tlin, and there's din of aina. It's Rashi, she's and it fits like a glove. Right over here, we're saying bitul mekach. That will make no distinction. Sounds like just more than a sixth. Taishus in a few places says it's when it's double. When it's double, when we say there is bitul mekach by karka, it doesn't just mean there's bitul mekach. There's no din of aina, there's bitul mekach at the regular shear of more than a sixth. It means there is bitul mekach when it's double. When one overcharges for a piece of land that's worth $100, charges $200, or for a piece of land that's worth $100, is sold for $50. So the seller in that case is the one that's being cheated, so to speak. So when it's $100, when it's double the price versus the discrepancy, then we say aina, but not by a little more than a sixth. Again, our Gemara is not totally shver. We have to stick into our Gemara that we're talking about where it's not just over a sixth. It means the din overall din, but the megach. The hardest part is Rambam, who we spoke out, learns that there's no din of aina by karka b'chlal. How that can stem with the sugi? He learns the Mishnah simple. How's that going to stem with this discussion in the Achronim? That requires the most beer. Okay. But we have this statement from Rabbi Yechonon, similar to the statement from Rav Ami, but we're going to focus on Rabbi Yechonon because Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiya go in Rabbi Yechonon, where he says that even though there's no dinayna by the case of our Mishnah, by Karka, by Hekdesh, by Shtaris, by Avadim, but there's no dinayna by these, but there is a din bitul mekach, this is what Rabbi Yechonon says, general statement, and on that, Rabbi Yehuda qualified and said, he said a statement about Hekdesh, which we said means kol shekein hakarkois. Rabbi Yirmiya says he said about Karka, which we're not say Hekdesh, and the chiluk is, because Hekdesh we have a din of Shmuel, that which is redeemed for even a pruta on 100 zuz is still considered good redemption. What's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is because the concept of mekach tayis doesn't really apply by hektish. The whole idea of bitul mekach is really for mekach tayis. That's a complete tayis. Someone's being fully taken advantage of for making a mistake. Well, hektish doesn't make mistakes. It's impossible. You can't view hektish as making a mistake. You can view the person as a person trying to cheat hektish, but hektish doesn't have mistakes, and therefore the din of mekach toyes, so to speak, or bitul mekach doesn't apply by hektish, even if it applies by karka, we would say it doesn't apply by hektish. That is the machlekes of Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Rakasha now. Tanasam, we learned in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Temura Chavav and Beis. Im haya kaidish balmum. We're talking over there about a person exchanging a hektish animal for another animal with kasuk idea of Temura, which you can't do, it's an iser, v'ayu it's mazik kaidish. But then the next case was, let's say the animal that's being, you're trying to get take the kedusha off, was a balmum. In such a case, a balmum animal, you still can make a tamur, actually. The tamur would be the wrong approach. But if you were trying to take the kedusha off the animal that's a balmum and move it to something else, namely, let's say, an animal that's not a balmum, that's a viable option. That's allowed. So says the Mishnah over there, if the kedusha was a balmum and he's moving the kedusha onto a non-kedusha animal, and the non-kedusha animal was worth less, yatz l'chulin, taka, the balmum animal, goes to chulin, it loses the kedusha, it goes onto that animal. But you have to make up the value, since you undersold it, you took an animal's worth 100, and you transfer the Kedusha, this Balmum animal worth 100, you transfer the Kedusha on an animal worth 50, you have to make up the $50 that you owe to Hegdish. Now, Amar Be'echanan, Yatzulchulun, by the way, we say Yatzulchulun, there's still dinim over there. Yatz, it goes to Chulun, but we know Psulim Mekdashim, that get redeemed, there's still Asr and Giza, you can't share the wool, Asr and Avaydi, you can't work in the field, you can't treat it like a regular animal, you're supposed to really just shecht and eat the meat, the Chulun, it has been a Chulun, but not 100%. Okay, but either way, Amar Be'echanan, Yatzulchulun Dvar Taira, it's Yatzulchulun Dvar Taira, Minat Taira goes to Chulun, Fitzach Lassad Amid Vayim. When we say the mission, you have to make up the difference, that's only rabbinic, Minat Taira, the redemption is good, as is, you don't have to make up anything, Midra Banan, you have to make up the spread of what you underpaid for it. Shlakish says, no, even the making up the spread is a deraisa d'gadin. Now, Mayaskinan, what type of case we're talking about in the Mishnah, what type of case of undervaluating the exchange? What type of case we're talking about? Even if you're talking about where it's with the amount of aina, palim shlakish, tzarech lasa damit v'artayra, if it's only, meaning if it's aina, if it's a sixth, and not more than a sixth. So Rish Lakish is going to say, Minat Torah, you have to make up the difference. We just had a Mishnah over here by us, and Dafna Vav, that ain't enough, but Be'Hekdesh. Fatran, Il Dvav Shein Lemina, Hakar Kohes Vav, Mishnah Shas Fakatashas, Hakar Rish Lakish say, you have to make up the difference on a Dereisa, Dika, Minat Torah. Once you have to make up the difference, there's no Dinaina on Hekdesh. We Josh in the Pasuk, there's no Dinaina on Hekdesh. Ella, it's a Mekach. Elamai was talking about where the difference of what the animal that was Hekdesh was worth and the animal that you transfer the Kedusha onto is worth is more than a six. We're in Bitl Mekach land. And if that's the case, over here, Rabbi Yechon is going to say, you have to make up the difference only Midvayim Midrabanan. That's, again, Rishak said Midraisa, because it's Bitl Mekach land. And Rabbi Yechon is saying it's only Midrabanan. Well, that was Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda's name was going Akdashis, that he said that Bitl Mekach doesn't apply Akdashis. Rabbi Yehuda's Gevaldig. Rabbi Yehuda's Mekach Kais. Rabbi Yehuda said that's on Karka, not on Akdash. They both were explaining Rabbi Yehuda that there's no Dinah, but it's in Bitl Mekach. And again, Rabbi Yehuda's saying on Akdash is Bitl Mekach. And Rabbi Yehuda's saying on Karka, there's Bitl Mekach, but not on Hekdesh. So I take it back. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's Shver. Rabbi Yehuda is saying on Hekdesh, there's Bitl Mekach. And over here, Rabbi Yechon's statement in the Mishnah Temura was that Midrevayim, Midrabani, you have to make up a difference. But if it's Bitl Mekach, Midraisa, then you have to make up Midraisa, like even on the Raisa, you have to make it up. Why is he saying it's only Midrabanan? Bishlam, according to Birmiya, that Rabbi Yechon's name was only by Karka, not by Hekdesh. He didn't agree that it's in Bitl Mekach by Hekdesh. It's very good. It's not only Midrabanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that was saying it's even by Hekdesh, there is a din Bitl Mekach in Rabbi Yechon. So why is he saying only Midrabani, you have to make a difference? Answer the Gemara, Bitl Mekach. The Mishnah is talking about Bitl Mekach, like we said. It's talking about more than a six. The Epecha, flip it. Just flip it. Have Rabbi Yechonah be the one saying that you have to make it up on a derice level. But now Rabbi Yechonah is going to be good. On a derice level, you have to make it up. And Rish Lakish is the one that's saying you only have to make it up on a Drabbanan, Dikah level. What's the machlokes? What's the machlokes of Rabbi Yechonah, whether or not you have to make it up on a deraisa level, only derabanan level? Pidishmuel, the margin of a few explanations of the machlokes. Explanation number one is Pidishmuel. The machlokes is what we just quoted earlier from Shmuel. Hekdesh avimana shechila pshavapruta mechulal. Hekdesh that was worth the mana that one was mechalal onto as little as a pruta, it works. That's Shmuel Shita, Maris the Shmuel. So according to, again, we flipped it. According to a new version, the Rav Shlakish is saying you have to make up Midrabanan. He holds like Shmuel, and therefore Midrabanan, you make up the difference. But really, Minat Torah, the redemption is Chal. Whereas, Maris the Shmuel, whereas Rabbi Yechonon, again, according to the way we flipped it, he holds they have to make up at the right level because he does not hold of Shmuel. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two, but better than the past, we've explained what's this idea of Shmuel. Shmuel is saying a massive Chiddush that it works. We said in the past that it's based on a drasha of a pasuk of Be'er Kecha, that whatever we darshan, that whatever you redeemed it for, that it works, even though you didn't redeem for the right amount, that would be the svara that midaraisa it works in Shmuel. And again, we're saying over here, Shlakish holds the Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechonah does not. Or you can say to Kalman, this was the Shmuel. And when we the Shmuel, that if you redeem a mana's worth for even only as little as a bruta, it works. So that's like this. Hachabak mifli mar sever shechile in. The whole shayla was granted it works, but is it only b'di evan, or is it even lechatchila that one can do this? So according to our second girsa, Reish Lakish is saying it's only chiv to go back midrabanan because he holds that you're allowed to do Shmuel even lechatchila, whereas according to Reb Yechon, he can't do lechatchila, and therefore he's saying that in lechatchila midaraisi you should be doing the right amount. But everyone agrees b'di'eved it does work. B'di'eved it does work, and making up the difference would only be derabanan. Okay, and again, the first explainer of Rashi elaborates over here that this explanation of the machlokes goes back to the lashon of Erkacha that we explained, that's how Shmuel knows that it works. How we teach that, how we teach this, how far we take it, is it only a bidyavid, or is it even lechatchila? Iba yisema, or a third explanation. Actually, this is a whole new teach in the machlokes Reicham Reish Lakish. We before said the machlokes Reicham Reish Lakish talking about where it's bitl mekach, where we're above the discrepancy of a six. It's above a six. Now we're going back and saying perhaps not. Leila mekdeina v'lei tebach. The machlokes Reicham Reish Lakish to begin with was talking about kedeina, not more than a six, but rather kedeina. Our Mishnah says there is no kedeina b'hektish. So what would be the machlokes there? And the machlokes is between Reicham Reish Lakish and Rav Chisda's din. The Amar, my Elam, I know Rav Chisda says, there's no din, I know, Einam B'teres, I know, meaning top of Ambeiz, Tafilu Pachas Mitei, I know, Chayzer. Big Chiddush, a Chumra the other way. When we say there's no Aina by Hekdish, we don't mean there's no Aina, Lekula, and therefore a change, a discrepancy, even more than a sixth. A six or more is not going to be a problem, or a six for sure is not a problem, and potentially even more, even Bit Lamekach is not a problem, or not. That's not what we mean. We mean the other way. Normally, up to a six is not a problem. By Hekdesh, even less than a six, even up to a six is going to be a problem. It's going the Chumrah the other way, which is interesting because it's going to come out that when we say in the Mishnah, there's no Dinayna by Hekdesh, Karka, Eved, and Shtaris, for three of them it means there's no Dinayna, at the Mekach remains, and it's a Kula, that even as much as a sixth, there's no problem by Na. And for the fourth Hekdesh, it means there's no Dinayna, means the other way, that even less than a six, there is a problem. So they're going in opposite directions, the Hekdesh versus the other three, but that's how Rav Chisda learns, and we're saying that's the Machlokes Reicham Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan subscribes, does not subscribe to Reish Lakish, just subscribe to Rav Chisda, whereas Reish Lakish subscribes to Rav Chisda, and therefore, I maybe said opposite, Reish Lakish is going back with the original gear, so yes, Reish Lakish was the one that says that Minat Torah, you have to fix the Hekdesh, because he subscribes to Rav Chisda, and Rabbi Yechanan did not. Meisvei, ask the Markash on Rav Chisda, Ribbis Vein on the Hekdesh, Vein Ribbis on the Hekdesh. We learned in a brisa, there's din ribbis and aina by hegdish. There's no din of ribbis aina by hegdish. Sounds like there's no din aina. And Rechiz is saying there's a stronger din aina. What's the obvious teretz? Meili masisim. Why is that stronger than our Mishnah? Meaning, to a kid of teretz, our Mishnah says there's no din of hegdish, and we explained there's no leniency of aina. You have, on the contrary, it's more chamer. Hachrami ribbis v'din aina lehegdish v'ain ribbis v'din aina lehegdish. What it means is the din of ribbis and aina applies to hegdish. And the din of aina, namely that you have up to a sixth of leeway, so to speak, and not a problem, as opposed to hegdish, which doesn't apply, where even less than a sixth is going to be problematic. Yachimar says, yeah, but that's fair, because Hani is 20 sefer. Look at the sefer says over in the brisa. Zechar hegdim hegdish. There's a chumra of hegdish that hegdish has dina aina and dina ribis, and hegdish doesn't. That sounds like we're talking about hegdish not having dina aina bechlal. Not that it's a more chumra type of aina. Why would you call it a chumra of hegdish of hegdish? Gemara says not shver. The Gabi Eina, Hekdesh Taka Mochamer. When we said that din, it was going on Ribbis. Our Ribbis is going on the din of Ribbis, that Ribbis applies by Hegdesh, and Ribbis doesn't apply by Hegdesh. Says the Mara, listen now, Zechaymer, Hegdesh may have the Eina, but still the Mara says, that's fair, because Lemaisi can be Mimaskim, that Eina, according to this interpretation of Chizah, is Mochamer by Hegdesh than Hegdesh. So why don't you say that as well? Mara says, Hachi Ashta, Bishlam Zechaymer Hegdesh Vesulai, and Hegdesh Zechaymer Vesulai. Meaning, to find the chumrah that you find by Hegdesh of Hegdesh, that's a chiddush. That Hegdesh has a chumrah of Hegdesh, and therefore to say that Ribbis, and Havmina, I know as well, applies by Hegdesh, is more chumrah than Hegdesh, that's a chiddush, because most things, Hegdesh is more kal than Hegdesh. So therefore, that's a statement to be made. Even though we're taking out Hegdesh from the equation, still, Ribbis is more chumrah by Hegdesh than Hegdesh, that's still a statement. But the other way, to say that now that Hegdesh is more chumrah, we're saying the Gabe Aina. Say Hekdesh is more chumra. To say Hekdesh is more chumra than Hegdesh, the Gabe Na. Hekdesh is more chumra than Hegdesh in many matters, not just in Aina. And therefore, that's not a novelty. That wouldn't be a statement. The Mara's Diak is specifically Zechem of Vesulah. It's only a chumra in this and not other stuff. It's a chumra in other stuff as well. And therefore, that wouldn't be a matter of a surprise of Chiddush. The Mara now just analyzes. You quote in the Bryce that Ribbis doesn't apply Hekdesh. Ribbis Hekdesh, what's the case of Ribbis Hekdesh? If the case that the Gizbar, the Gizbar of Hekdesh, he went, took $100 of Hekdesh, and he privately lent it to his friend, and he's charging him 120. So the Gizbar's really doing business with Ekshish's money. You know what we call that? It's Mi'ila. So the second that the Gizbar took the money to lend it, he's Eira Mi'ila. The money now is Chulin. So it's regular ribbis of Manhadyat. The Gizbar maybe has to pay back to the base of English, but the Maisa, the ribbis take place with Manhadyat. Says Marvali, Mal, HaGizbar, Kibish Mal, Gizbar, that's the Maisa Chulin. Once it goes to Mal, the money goes to Chulin, Havahadyat, and now therefore it's considered Manhadyat. That's not a case of Hegdish and ribbis. So what's the case? Amar Veshaya, Hachap, Mayaskina, what's the case over here? Kanisha Kiba, Allah, Lasapik, Slav says. The case over here is where a person agreed to supply Hegdish. To supply Hegdish with flour, slasais, me'arba. Slasais means at four. What does four mean? Four saz per sella. He agreed to supply Hegdish with flour at a rate of four saz per sella. And the price of flour went up, and now it was only three saz per sella. So he agreed to deliver, let's just make up a number, 40 saz of flour at a rate of four per sella. So it was going to cost Hegdish 10 salas for the 40 saz. The rate went up to now, you only get three saz inflation, you're only getting three saz for every sella. So now, in order to deliver 40 saz, you're going to need 13 sella plus a little bit, 13 and a third sella slayim to get to your 40 saz. The halacha is that the supplier has to still supply the 40 saz for only 10 slayim, the 40 saz for only 10 slayim, and he can't charge the new higher amount. So that, says Gemara, so we went to the Braisa, I'm a Kabbalah of Sapik Slas, I'm a Mishalish, one who agreed to supply the flour for the base of Middash at a four sas per sella, and it went up in value to three sas per sella, but he still has to supply it at a rate of four sas per sella, and the other way as well. Mishalish from the Arba, what if the rate was three sas per sella, and it went down, there was deflation, it got cheaper. And now it's only now you get four sas per sella, Misapim Arba. The guy, let's say the other example, let's say the guy agreed to deliver three sas per sella, now became four. He has to give the better price now. He can't keep the original more higher price. He has to now give it at the cheaper price. At four sas per sella, she had Hegdish al yon. The Hegdish always has the upper hand. So that's a case where Hegdish is subject to the dinim of ribbis. You set out with an agreement, with a loan. You set out the product with the supplying product on a basis, on a made up price, where he's kind of almost lending the product to Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash has to pay back, and they have to pay back less than they get to accept more than the market value. If it goes down, they get to keep the benefit. If it goes up, they don't have to pay for it. That's like a form of ribbis. I was saying it doesn't apply by Hegdish. That's pshat number one. Rav Papa, pshat number two. Hachabave binyam b'srus l'gizbar skinan. We're talking about the stones of the Beis Hamikdash that were given to the Gizbar. That's what we're talking about. The Mar's going to explain. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel Dom Shmuel, b'yinam b'chal v'achamakdishin. They used to build, we had this taste of reference a couple of bottles ago. Remember, we mentioned the taste of this, right? They used to build from stones of Kulin, and we'll only makdish the stones afterwards, in order that they shouldn't run into issues of Me'ila, while the fachmen, while the workers were working on the stones, working on the binyan, the base of Mikdash, working on the, you know, when they're fixing the facade or doing some sort of work, they shouldn't be ever Me'ila. So the stones they're working with are Chulin, and they only sanctify them afterwards. So we're saying that such a similar type of idea, that in case the pricing fluctuated, they're able to Hegdish gets the better of the pricing, which could be viewed as an idea of ribbis, because they're getting bang for their buck, and still doesn't apply, because we're saying ribbis does not apply by Hegdish. And it's late, but from here to the rest of is basically straight drushes on the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah imitus l'mekefil, the case of Mishnah of Karka Hegdish, Shtaris, Avadim, don't have a din of Aina, nor do they have a din of Kefil. We know this, we know this, Avadim, we went to the Braisa, Akad Varpesha Klal, it said this is by Pesha of Kefil, Akad Varpesha, that's Klal, any Varpesha, Al Shara Chamara Sele Salma, that's axe, donkey, sheep, clothing, those are more specific, Prat, Akal Aveda, Shemer, Chazav Kol, Akal Aveda is back to Chazav Kol, Klal Prat, the Klal, Klal Prat, the Klal is actually by the Parsha of, it's going to be very, this is a, In the parsha of the Shemrim, but that's what we learned the din of Kefil. So it says over there, Klal Prat Klal, by Klal Prat Klal, Yatan Elkeinah Prat. My problem first time, Metaltav Guf Mamin. Just like the Prat, the Shar, Chamar, Seh, Salma, those are things that are Metaltav, and they have intrinsic value. The Guf Mamin, I've called over Metaltav Guf Mamin. That therefore only those items I can have Kefil if it meets the criteria of being Metaltav and Guf Mamin. The Gemara elaborates. Yotzei karkayish and betaltlin. Karkas exuded because not betaltlin. It's not movable. Yotzei avad the shukas karkas. Avad even the movable. Dem la karka. Yotzei shtar shalpish betaltlin. Shtar is immovable. Avad ingu for moment. It's not good for moment. And ekdeshes is excluded for a separate reason, not for the klal protocol. Ekdeshes amr kra re'eu v'lehekdesh. But the lush of the pasuk is re'eu over there, and we make it a miyat re'eu and not hekdesh. Let the shdom davhei as well. It's excluded from the din of shtaris karkois ekdeshes are all excluded avadim from dalvei because very simple dalvei is comprised of the karen is number one, the kefil is number two, and then you add on for a shar for a seh two or three more, so you get the dalvei. But if you're missing the kefil, you're not going to get dalvei. Says the Gemara, my time with the shumi dalvei amar chmana, but the shumi shlosh barba, the din of dalvei is definitely a 4 or 5 times payment. Once you've eliminated kefil from the equation, at the most you can get to is a 3 or 4 times payment. We don't find a 3 or 4 times payment; it's 4 or 5, and therefore there's no din of dalvei by these items either. Lastly, we're going to get to the two cases of shemirim in the Mishnah. Case number one: shemachim in nishba. Shemachim doesn't swear about these items, about again, avadim, karkayas, shtaris, and hektish, menonimili, tarabanan. We learned in the Brisa, kitanish reyu, klau. Again, it says, my man gets his friend, again, this is the word reyu, is klau. Kesvakalim is prat. And then the gears we have is vaguna base ish. That's the gears we have, and it's stolen base ish. Others have the gears of lishmer to watch. Either way, it's considered chas v'kalal. That's back a second klal. Klal prat to klal, yet cannot prat. By klal prat to klal, we say it's got to be similar to the prat. My prat, my first, I'm betalt of guf mammon. Just like the prat is something which is befirsh and guf mammon, namely kesef kalim is guf mammon, and it's betaltlin. I've called over betaltlin for guf mammon. Yatsu karkash ain't betaltlin. Karkas unmovable, it's excluded. Yatsu avad the shukash karkash, the hookish the karka. Yatsu star shafisha betaltlin ain't guf mammon. Even though it moves, it's not guf mammon, it's just a raya to mammon, or it helps affect the transaction, but in itself is not guf mammon. And Ignatius again is excluded. Amakareo, Reavle, Shalakdish. Nasa Sachar, this is the second case of Shemim that we're darshaning. Enim Shalom doesn't have to pay. Shemichinim doesn't have to swear. And Asachar doesn't have to pay on these items if something happens under his jurisdiction. Why? Menon Emili, Tan Rabbanon, Kitanisha Reo, Klau, Hamari Shari Se, Prat. This is the parsha by Shemir Sachar. Which is movable and is good for mammon. Yotzakakosh ain't a metaltlin. Karkas excluded because they're not metaltlin, not movable. Yotzavadim shikshukakos compared to karka. Avadim different. They're excluded. Yotzashar shavisha metaltlin ain't good for mammon. It's not good for mammon. The shtaris. And lastly, Amakareo, Reo, Shalakdash, Reo excludes. It's Dafka Reo and not Hektish. Tomorrow is going to go back and discuss Sher Mechinim again and Sher Bezacha, what the case has questions on this dinner. Saying Sher Mechinim doesn't have to swear. Ayelacha, we see a case by Shkalim, Sher Mechinim, bringing Shkalim. You do have to swear. Tomorrow is going to ask a question on that din, but the Drasha, the source of it, we've already learned from the Klal Part of Klal that the Sher Mechinim, Sher Bezacha are putter from their regular dinim by Karka, Shtaris, Avadim, and Hektishas based on these Psukim. Agutamayed, we'll pick up tomorrow with Hashem.